This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Andris Nelsons took the stage at Symphony Hall last night for the first time since he was named music director of the Boston Symphony Orchestra back in May. Here he is conducting the performance of Richard Wagner's Siegfried Idyll. At 34 years old, a Latvian-born Andris Nelsons is the third youngest conductor to lead the BSO. Many say he brings a new energy and excitement to the fabled orchestra, among them Jeremy Eichler. He's the classical music critic at the Boston Globe who attended Nelsons' maiden performance last night. And Jeremy, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
So what'd you think? What'd you think of last night's performance?
I thought it went very well. Different moments in the performance, you could feel the orchestra getting behind him. It was a conventional program in terms of the repertoire that he chose, but I've found in his appearances that he has a kind of spontaneity of approach and a certain vibrancy to the music making, so that even a conventional program might not feel conventional in his hands.
I'm intrigued by a term you just used, that you could really feel at moments the orchestra getting behind him. What does that mean? What does that sound like? Say more about that.
It's always really hard to talk about musical chemistry because it's this kind of elusive term. But, you know, I spent some time speaking with the players in the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, where Nelsons has been the music director for the last several years. He's been able to build an environment there that's been extremely collaborative and productive in that sense. The orchestral players tend to feel, in Birmingham at least, that he's really trying to draw out the best of their own music, if you will. And of course, these players are professionals and they can play competently at a high level for just about anyone, no matter how they're treated in a way. But when someone gets up there and can actually inspire them to commit to their performance in that extra way, I think you can hear it in the collective sound.
Mm. Well, I wasn't at last night's performance, but I saw a video of him conducting, and he seems really expressive, really animated, even playful at times. And I'm wondering how his style differs from past conductors, people like James Levine, Seiji Ozawa. What would you say?
He's really interesting to watch because his conducting really actually looks like no one else's in a way. Sometimes you get the feeling that a conductor is doing what he's doing in part for the audience's benefit. But with Nelsons, what comes across, I think, is just a sense of a visceral engagement with the real-time performance that's unfolding at that moment. The other thing one hears when you talk to players who know him well is that a single program repeated four times, he can sometimes lead four very different performances. Because of that, in a way, unpredictability, there can be a sort of edge-of-the-seat quality that can draw out from the players.
Interesting. Now, as you mentioned, this isn't the first time that he's directed the BSO, but before he was named music director, he conducted Brahms Symphony No. 2 at Tanglewood last summer, which you called a high-octane performance. Let's listen to a bit of that. So there's Andris Nelsons last summer at Tanglewood. He's currently the music director designate. He'll take over as the official music director next fall. What's the difference between these two roles, conductor, music director?
Conductors can come and go and appear as guests with any number of ensembles around the world. The music director is really the creative figure who has the ultimate responsibility in the organization. It will be fascinating to see what happens in this sense with Nelsons here in Boston. I think it's clear at this point that he can lead an exciting performance. Can he also become a cultural leader in Boston? Can he shape a season in terms of its programmings in a way that brings a sense of meaning and journey and adventure to what the BSO is offering? And can he not just follow the public's taste, but lead it somewhere new?
Interesting. He said that he's open to more contemporary music and American composers, but he's very rooted in Germanic, Slavic music. What sense do you get about the direction he'll take the BSO?
We can look at his track record in Europe and look at some of the composers he's championed there, but I'm not sure that's going to tell us that much about what's planned here. One thing we can expect is to see a lot of opera in concert, which is exciting. He's had a very successful career in the opera house, parallel to his symphonic career. In the UK, he's done one opera in concert a season. In March of this year, he'll be back to lead Strauss's Salome, and that should be an exciting occasion because he's known as a Strauss expert as well.
Mm. Jeremy Eichler is the classical music critic for the Boston Globe. You can read his review of the BSO's performance last night under its new music director, Andras Nelsons, at bostonglobe.com. Jeremy, thanks for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Thanks very much for having me.
And we'll close this segment. That's Andras Nelsons conducting the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra in a performance of Richard Strauss's Salome, Dance of the Seven Veils, back in 2011.
And when we come back, author Salman Rushdie. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.